Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to another episode of Monthly Mindful Moments brought to you by Ikhna Sisters. I want to talk to you about the pinnacle of our aspirations, which is loving Allah. And basically, that is what this life is all about. Life is all about a series of tests of realizations and actions and reactions. We are drawn to a realization of God's love to us and leading a life of gratitude, which reflects our deep adoration and devotion to God. And we do this hoping that our beloved creator, our beloved sustainer, will be pleased with us, and we yearn to be with him for eternity in the hereafter. And this well-known concept of the purpose of life or the meaning of life, according to Islam, perfectly reflects the meaning of a person's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to understand the Islamic viewpoint of the relationship between Allah and the universe or humanity, love has to play a crucial role. And no one can have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without love as the main ingredient. And this love, which is one of the consequences of which is the mercy associated with it, constitutes the foundation of the bond uniting us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the aim of the religion of Islam itself. In the 19th chapter of the Quran, verse number 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "To those who believe and do good deeds, the Almighty will bestow His love." So we must ask ourselves a fundamental question, and we have to answer why we love God. And it may seem like a rudimentary question, but we have to understand and accept the answer can be found in our deepest nature, which is the fitrah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted human beings an original nature, and that naturally leads him to love and to seek beauty and perfection, all of which should lead us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after understanding why we love Allah, then Islam enjoins the general concept of love between mankind as well. And this is first and foremost done by promoting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst our fellow human beings. And this can also be manifested through our practice of the concept of rahmah, which can be translated as love, as mercy, as compassion, and even forgiveness. And it is because of this nature that we have any search for perfection, even by an atheist, is in reality an unconscious search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to this vision, all people seek out God, but the majority are mistaken with their search for materialistic and worldly desires. Since their nature is not satisfied with the material, they are destined to be permanently unsatisfied, you know, going from one passion to another in this quest or this journey for infinite satisfaction. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah radhiyallahu anhu had said once that the heart will not find complete happiness except by loving Allah and by striving towards what is dear to Him. When we direct our love and our emotions towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else will fall into place. Our actions follow because they reflect what is in our heart, and it becomes so liberating because our love is directed at the source of all of our blessings, not merely the means. So we see everything as coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because we love Him and we think highly of Him and well of Him, we know that everything is for a purpose. Know that loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key to tasting the sweetness of Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in Bukhari hadith that there are three things which, if a person finds them, he has found the sweetness of faith: when Allah and His Messenger are dearer to him than all else, when he loves a person for no other reason than for the sake of Allah, and when he hates to return to kufr after Allah has saved him from it, as he would hate to be thrown into the fire. So tune in for our next exciting episode of Monthly Mindful Moments. And until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.